Spirit to share with you here this morning. And in all the circumstances, you're going to see as we go through this morning what I'm talking about. God's an awesome God. God's a powerful God. There is nothing that God cannot do. There is no circumstance, no situation that the hands of God are tied and God can't do nothing about it. Many times we forget this God that we're serving and what He's really like. And so I'm going to read two scriptures and I'm going to give you a little history lesson here this morning. Because if you just grab these two scriptures and read them, you think, oh, well, that's nice and wonderful. But if you understand when this word was given to Jeremiah, it will mean a whole lot more to you, and it will help you today in this world that we're living. Jeremiah chapter 32, verses 26, 27, let us pray, God, in the name of Jesus, minister unto us today. Help us today, God, to realize how awesome you are, God, that nothing is impossible with you, that you can and will do all things that are needed. Help us this day, in your name, Jesus, amen. And then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. And then he asked Jeremiah a question. This is what we're going to dwell on this morning. Is there anything too hard for me? Is there anything too hard for me? I don't know all the situations that you're facing in your life this morning, but there's times that we face situations in our life that's too hard for us. We just don't understand. We don't know what to do. We don't have the answer. We try to the best of our ability, and we come up empty. We're not getting the results that we want, and we just feel hopeless, and we feel helpless. But God asked Jeremiah this question. He says, I'm the Lord. I'm the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? And so to understand this and put this in context more, here in this story that we're reading this morning, Jeremiah found himself in a very difficult situation. He was in an undesirable situation. In fact, he was in prison. He was being imprisoned. And here he prayed a prayer of hope. Amen. And he presents evidence that he had collected that he knew about God and that shows him to be the God of the impossible. And there's times that you're going to have to do that in your life. You can find yourself in an undesirable situation, hopefully not in jail or in prison, but that could happen, amen, for the sake of the gospel. But even in that dire situation, he was praying a prayer of hope throughout this chapter 32. And Jeremiah knew that God didn't change. He knew that, and he goes through this chapter, and you can read this prayer. It starts in verse 16. And he knew this God that created this world, this God that spoke this world into existence. He created man. He created this universe and all that's associated with it. Jeremiah knew that God didn't change. And if God that created this world can't handle the situation in your life, then he's not much of a God. If this God that created the human body can't bring healing to your soul, then he's not much of a God. But then he asked Jeremiah along the way, he said, is there anything too hard for me? And in your situation this morning, perhaps you're in a situation and you think that this is too hard for God. There's just no getting out of this. And so the setting of this writing was written when supreme evil was all around him. There was supreme evil all around him. And as we go through what Jeremiah was facing, think about what we are facing today in this world that we're living. There is supreme evil all around us. There's spiritual wickedness in high places that's working in our governments, in our state government, in our federal government, in Washington, D.C., all of the things that are going on there. I'm sure you don't appreciate and like everything that's going on, all that's going on with the courts of our land. There is supreme evil all around us today. And Jeremiah was facing that in his day. And in his day, the people of God had walked away from God, and they embraced the gods of pagan nations around them. And you can read that. Jeremiah 32, verses 28 through 35. And in the country that we're living today, in the world that we're living today, in reality, people have walked away from God. They want nothing to do with God. They have it all figured out. Occasionally, when it's to their convenience, they might use the Bible as a book of reference to get some counsel out of there on what they should do. But basically speaking, our country and the people in this world have walked away from God, and we have embraced the gods of pagan nations. Amen. The god of money. There's all kinds of gods that people have in their life, and they did that back in Jeremiah's day. And because of the sin that they were doing back in the day of Jeremiah, God is bringing His judgment upon the people. God was bringing His judgment upon the people, and a lot of things that are going on in our country and around the world today, it could very well be the judgment of God because of people's rejection of God. I'm not saying that everything that happens is God's judgment, but there's probably a greater possibility that it is God's judgment than it isn't God's judgment. God doesn't look at these things and smile on them. It hurts the heart of God. And we think back to the time of Sodom and Gomorrah and the way that the scripture's written, and this evil came up before God and it stunk in His nostrils. He didn't like the evil that was going on. And I know that God doesn't appreciate the evil that's going on in this world today. And so this judgment of God began to fall on the people in Jeremiah's time. And in Jeremiah's time, what he was going through, and think about it, it's the same in our situation today. In Jeremiah's time, it was when he wrote this, it was a time of pain. It was a time of sorrow. It was a time of death. It was a time of judgment. It was a time of doom and gloom. There wasn't a ray of hope anywhere. It looked like all was hopeless. All was lost. There was going to be no way out of this situation. And Jeremiah was sent into this atmosphere to preach the word of God. And it's the same way for us today. We are sent into the atmosphere that the world is displaying today to preach the word of God. We are all to preach the word of God. Amen. The word tells us in Matthew, go you into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We are all to take this message out into the world. It's not just the preacher, amen, or the preacher's wife or the deacon, but it's all of us that name the name of Christ. We are to preach the gospel in the atmosphere that the world is in today. And it's not a good atmosphere that the world is in today. But yet the gospel gives them that ray of hope. It gives them that ray of light. Amen. It gives them sunshine in their life. And it gives them something worth living. You've seen the story this morning that we displayed up on the screen here. Amen. About this young man that came to the Lord. And I like the part when he talked. When he had that conversion and gave his heart to God, he showed to him in a real way. But he said when he opened up his curtains the next morning and looked out his window, it was a beautiful world that he was looking at. He didn't say it this way, but the day before when he went into that place where he was, it wasn't a beautiful world out there. It was an ugly world. There was nothing good about it. But when Jesus came into his heart, he then seen the world as a beautiful place. And he seen those people out there that needed Jesus in their life. And that's what God wants us to do also. He wants to move down in our heart and our spirit. So when we look at this world, we just don't look at the negative side of it. And we say there's no hope. There's no hope that they're doomed. Amen. That they're headed to hell. They're going to split the gates of hell wide open. But God wants us to preach the gospel. And He sent Jeremiah into an atmosphere like that. There was pain. There was sorrow. There was death. There was judgment going on. And you would think, well, if the judgment of God starts, and then it's time to quit sharing the gospel. That's time to get out there with the message. But the people, as they do in our day, the people in Jeremiah's time wouldn't hear his message. They turned a deaf ear to his pleas. Amen. For repentance. He was telling them, you're living in the wrong way. You're not pleasing God. They turned a deaf ear to him. What do people do to us today? They turn a deaf ear to us. But that didn't shut Jeremiah up. He didn't say, well, they don't want to hear. I'm not going to say it anymore. Amen. He kept telling them. He kept preaching to them. He kept telling them the message that they needed to return to God. But the people in Jeremiah's time, they were so given over to their sins. They had no desire to hear anything about God. Isn't that the world that we're living in today? People are so given over to their sins and their way of life that they do not want to hear anything about God. They become upset with you. Amen. If you talk about God, we just had a day that they honor the Christians in school, and they call it going to the flagpole. They do something at the flagpole. And I'm told in our local school, there was only about four or five kids that went out to that flagpole. People don't want to hear about God. You'll be ridiculed if you say you believe in God. They don't like that. They don't want to hear it. And the people were so given to their sins, they had no desire to hear anything that Jeremiah had to say. The people in this world don't have a desire to hear what you have to say, but that shouldn't stop us from still telling them anyway. Amen. We still need to tell them. We still need to let them know that there's a God that cares. There's a God that saves. There's a God that heals. There's a God that delivers. There's a God that wants to bless you, and he's done so much for you. But you might not know this in history. Jeremiah preached for 50 years, and he didn't have one recorded convert. 50 years he preached, not one recorded convert. And you're sitting there this morning thinking, well, that sounds like me. Man, I've been a Christian for how many ever years? You fill in the blank. And I haven't been able to lead anybody to Jesus. Don't feel bad. Jeremiah did this for 50 years and nobody would hear his message. But that didn't stop him from preaching. But it was a tragic time for Israel. It was a tragic time for Israel. So then Jeremiah was sent to preach a message of judgment. Judgment, because they wouldn't accept the message of hope that he had, to let the people know that God wasn't pleased with them. And by this time, God was angry with the people, with them, and judgment was coming. And then Jeremiah prophesied that the people Israel would be taken captive, and Jeremiah's message was one of final judgment. You got to repent now or you're going to be taken captive. And Israel was taken captive because they didn't repent. And as you can imagine, Jeremiah wasn't a popular preacher. He wasn't somebody, hey, Jeremiah's in town. Oh, there's an excitement in the air. Let's go see this Jeremiah. Let's hear what he has to say. There wasn't that kind of excitement. He wasn't a popular person. And he was arrested. And he was put into prison by King Zedekiah for preaching the truth. And you can find that in Jeremiah chapter 32, the first five verses. They had enough of this man and his foolishness. He's talking about a God that wants us to do thus and so. And this is just a bunch of foolishness. We're going to shut this man down and then bad things will stop happening is probably what they were thinking. Amen. And so they put him in prison to shut him up. And these days are probably not far away from us here in the United States of America. Amen. We're you name the name of Christ, or you freely try to preach the gospel to somebody, don't be surprised if they pass some kind of legislation that they're going to be able to legally put some kind of a citation on you or to lock you up in prison if you do that kind of thing. And so from this situation, those scriptures that I read this morning that I've talked so far, from that situation, Jeremiah wrote the passage that I read to you today. While sitting in prison in this difficult time, there comes a ray of hope. Jeremiah was thinking there's no hope. 50 years I've preached. Nobody's repented. Now they've thrown me into prison. And he was praying that prayer of hope, trying to encourage himself to God. And then God came to him and he said, I am the Lord, verse 27, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? That was a ray of hope for Jeremiah. And today that should be a ray of hope for us. Is there anything too hard for God to do? Is it too hard of a situation for God to intervene? What's going on in the Middle East today? Amen. I'm here to tell you, no, it's not too difficult. God can intervene in that situation. God has helped Israel in other situations. I believe it was back in 1967. And they had a 7-day war, 10 or a 7-day war, and there was miraculous interventions that happened. Is there anything too hard for God? And so while he was in prison, God came to him with a word of hope, a blessing and promise. And isn't that just like the God we serve while we're in prison by all the things that's going on in our life and around us? Nobody wants us to hear that God will come to you with a word of hope, a word of blessing and a word of promise. God still does that today. Amen. These same words offer the same comfort for us today as it was given to Jeremiah. Now we're going to bring it down to reality to where we're living today. Is there anything too hard for me? As you know, we are living in tough times. In case you haven't realized, we're living in tough times. Amen. The situation that's going on in Israel, all the unrest that there is. Amen. The price increases, the employment situations. We're living in tough times. It's getting harder and harder. We're losing our freedom surely but slowly here in the United States of America, the land of the free, home of the brave. It's not so free anymore. There's not too many brave people anymore that'll stand up for what's right. We're living in tough times. Amen. And the times that we're living in now, the times are rough spiritually. It's not easy to serve God today in 2023. It's not as easy to serve God now as it was. And I'm old enough, some of you younger ones are going to think, wow, he's an antique. It's not as easy to serve God today as it was back in the 60s. Back in the 60s, people wanted this thing that we have here today. They wanted Pentecost. They were hungry for God. You would invite people to church, they would come. And when this church was founded in 1960, it's not that big of a room in here, but we didn't have the back walls that we have there now. So we had seats from here clear to the back. This place would be filled up with people. People would come. And then we used to have a window front on this place. People would be sitting across the street before they put the road here on the side. The bank was a little bit different over there, and people would be sitting on the banks over there, and they would be listening and watching what was going on in this church here. This church used to stand out. We had a different front on there then, and we'd take an accordion out there, and we'd have a street meeting right out in front of our church. People didn't drive by and ridicule and make fun of us. They would listen to what we had to say. They were hungry for the move and the Spirit and the demonstration of God, amen, working in the midst of the people. They were curious about it. We're living in tough times spiritually. People don't want to hear in their spiritual oppression that's going on, their spiritual wickedness in high places. And he's even turning the heat up against the faithful to the Lord now. He's trying to make it very difficult for you to believe God's word. You don't need to reach out to God. He's sowing seeds of doubts in people's hearts that they don't need together in God's house. God's name. He's making it difficult. We are living in spiritually tough times. Amen. Spiritually tough times. There's a spiritual warfare going on today. There's spiritual wickedness in high places. And you think, well, that's only in Washington, D.C., and Harrisburg, and the other capitals around the nation. No, there's spiritual wickedness going on in your life today, too. The devil is out to destroy you. He is out to deceive you. He is out to convince you that this is just a bunch of hooey. It's just a bunch of hogwash. It doesn't make any sense. They just get too excited about serving God. They're just too emotional about it. That's a spiritual warfare that's going on. Whenever you have thoughts of doubt in your heart, you need to rebuke it in the name of Jesus. There's a spiritual warfare going on. Amen. And times, the times that we're living, it's rough economically. The children might not realize it so much and know it so much, but the adults, the responsible ones that have to pay the bills in the home, economically, we're living in tough times. We're living in hard times. Amen. And I'm taking you somewhere with this morning. Amen. And it's a tough time on the churches too. The legislation and things that's being passed where you have to admit, you have to accept different kinds of people into your congregation, or you could end up in the courts trying to argue your case and presenting your cause. They're making it harder for churches. There's talk, and I'm not worried about it because God will supply, but there's talk about them to begin to tax churches. Right now, churches don't have to pay taxes. We don't have to pay any property taxes for what we have here. Amen. And the things like that go on, and they're talking of doing that. And I've heard talk over the years, the government would like to pass legislation to make it that you won't be recognized as a church, as a nonprofit organization by the government, unless you have X amount of membership in your organization. Well, that would put us out because we're not a large number here. It's tough times against the churches, the regulations that they have against the churches. Amen. In the day that we're living. Amen. It's a tough time on the families. Amen. The battle that you have to try to keep your family together, to do it the way God wants you to do it. It's tough times. times that we're living in. We just are betwixt at times. We don't know what we're going to do. Our children come home with things that they're learning in school, that they're learning from their friends and their other classmates, things that we never talked about when we were younger, us older ones. And it's mind-boggling, all of the thing that's going on, the openness of sin that is out there, amen, that our young people and children are faced with every day. We have no idea, us adults. We have no idea the spiritual warfare that's going on against our children in the times that we're living. Amen. It's tough times on individuals. It's hard. There's a lot of people walking around that feel like they're about ready to crack. They feel like they're about ready to have a mental breakdown. The pressure's on. They can't take it anymore. All that's going on in their own personal lives, and then the political situation in our country, and now this mess that's going on over in Israel, and what that could escalate to. It's tough on individuals, and it's tough times that we are living in right now, but the same God that spoke peace to Jeremiah in the prison knows where you are today, and God says to you today, is there anything too hard for me? All of these tough things that we're going through, God's saying, is there anything too hard for me that I can't help you in your situation? And it doesn't go on here, and it doesn't say that Jeremiah, what his response was, at least in the reading that we had this morning, but God presented that question to Jeremiah. He said, is there anything too hard for me? And that question I present to you this morning, is there anything for you, amen, anything in your life that you think it's too hard for God? As though I were God speaking to you this morning, and God would say, is there anything too hard for me that's going on in your life right now? And if you would say, yeah, I think there might be, amen, I beg the difference, you are wrong, amen. Then he was the God of the impossible, and he is still the God of the impossible today. Amen, God is the God of the impossible. Amen, believe for God that things, people call things impossible. Things are impossible, there's no way to get it. Amen, he was the God of impossibilities back in Jeremiah's day. He's still the God of the impossible today. And the lesson that with Jeremiah teaches us about the God of the impossible. It was an impossible situation. Can you imagine 50 years preaching and no converts, and then they took him and threw him into prison? And Jeremiah's probably thinking, this is about the end of the line. But God said, is there anything too hard for me? Jeremiah knew God. Amen. He knew that God didn't change. If you read that prayer, amen, in chapter 32 there, in Hebrews 13:8 tells us today, Jesus Christ the same today, yesterday, and forever. God doesn't change. What he did back then, he can do today. He parted the Red Sea for the children of Israel. He can part your Red Sea today. What's your Red Sea? You're in an impossible situation. He's about to devour you from behind. He's about to chew you up and spit you out. It's about done. God is the God of the impossibilities. Amen. And so if you read the 32nd chapter of Jeremiah, Jeremiah in here, he speaks of God's creation. He speaks of God's character. And it's the same for us today. We have to think about this God that made the world and everything that's part of this world. This God that we pray to is the God that created this world that we live in. Amen. Today. Amen. Today. He can take a black heart. He can take a black heart, and that signifies sin. And he can wash it in the red blood of his son. And he makes that heart as white as snow. How God does that, I don't know. If you can explain the miracle of salvation to me, I'd like somebody to try to explain that. How God can take a life that's so wrapped up and so twisted, and they come to him, and he takes that black heart, and they say, Jesus, wash me in your precious blood, and he makes their heart as white as snow. Amen. This God that we're serving, he can do anything. Regardless of what you face, God can do anything. Is there anything too hard for me? Is what God is asking you today. Nothing is too big for God. Nothing is too difficult for God. Years ago, there was a song that came out. I don't think we ever sung it in the church here. Some of you might know it a little bit. But is there anything too difficult for me? Is there anything too difficult for me? And then it has these words? No, there's nothing too difficult for God. We are going to face problems in our day just like Jeremiah faced problems. We are living in a similar world that Jeremiah was living in way back in the Old Testament. We're going to face problems. And this is a fact. When God judges a nation, the people of God are going to suffer with them. God began to judge Israel at that time, and Jeremiah suffered right along with them. And if you think, oh no, God will take care of us, but when the economy suffers, do you suffer? Your bills go up. Does that cause you to suffer a little bit? Yep. The price of gas goes up. Do you suffer a little bit? Yep, you do. You feel it in your pocketbook. Amen. You feel it in your pocketbook. So as wickedness grows in this world around us, it will affect us. 2 Timothy, I'm turning over there. I didn't mark it in my Bible, so it'll take me just a minute to get there. But 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 12, I just want to read one scripture there. 2 Timothy 3:12, yea, and all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. All they that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. The enemy is going to see to it, amen, that you as a child of God, he's going to see to it that you are attacked, you are hated, you are persecuted, nobody wants you around, you're good for nothing, you might as well throw yourself in a garbage heap. That's the job of the devil. He's going to see to it to try to make us feel that way. And if you are not well grounded, rooted, and settled in God, there is a possibility that you will fall by the wayside when real trouble and persecution comes. Amen. You'll deny you know the Lord. No, I never went down to that Cain Revival Center. You'll be like Peter was. No, I don't know who this Jesus is. I don't know what you're talking about. That there are people that are going to fall because they're not rooted, grounded, and settled in God. You have to make sure that you're rooted and grounded and settled in God. In verse 25 of chapter 32, Jeremiah didn't want to look foolish. He knew what God had in mind. Amen. What he was about to say, it would have seemed like a negative thing. You can study that out a little bit. And Jeremiah found that comfort in those verses that we read today. And so God questioned Jeremiah, is anything too hard for the Lord? I ask you today, is there anything too hard for the Lord? God can't save America. There's no way. They're beyond hope. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? I believe in the day that we're living, and I don't think we've seen it yet. There's going to be an outpouring and moving of the power and the Spirit of God and demonstration that people are going to come into the house of God. They're going to come into the family of God. And when they come, they're going to come, just like that one song says, they're going to bring all their troubles. They're going to bring all their baggage. They're going to bring everything that they got. That's not our problem. Amen. That's God's children. God will take care of them. Amen. They're going to come. I believe that there's going to be a breakthrough. Amen. And when things are hard, is there anything too hard for the Lord? And what does hard mean? It means beyond one's power or too difficult to do. Is there anything too hard in your life? It's beyond your power. Do you have anything too hard in your life? Something that you can't do? Is there anything too hard for me? Anything too hard for me? It's something that means it's beyond your power. That's what hard is or difficult to do. Nothing is beyond his power. Nothing is too difficult for God. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20 says, he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. We can't even say that to God. I'm not feeling too strong on my faith right now about this town of Cain. Maybe it's a particular family or an individual you're praying for their salvation. It's okay to be honest with God. I'm not feeling too confident right now. God, but I know you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I can ask or think. And God, we're praying for a revival in Cain, Pennsylvania. We're praying for an ingathering of souls into the kingdom of God. It's okay to pray that today. Amen. So for us today, the Lord can use the crisis in your life. He can use it to mold you, to grow you, to develop you. God uses pain and hardship, suffering and trials of life to make us more like Jesus. Romans 8:28, all things work together for the good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. It will work out. God can take that situation that you're in today, the situation that you see as impossible, and transform it into a time of blessing. Amen. Full of glory and honor for him that will receive the glory. That's the kind of God that we serve. God cares about what you are facing today. He cares about it. The pressures you're feeling today. Some people think, well, I'm a child of God. I shouldn't feel so pressured about all these outside forces that are coming against me. But yet, I do feel this pressure. If you feel this pressure today, what are you facing today? Amen. You need to hear God speak unto you. Amen. You need to hear God say unto you, is there anything too hard for me? Amen. We need to pray and we need to ask God, amen, to help us. And He'll help you if you have a need. He'll comfort your heart, amen, if it's broken. He'll love you if you are lonely. And if he'll help you, and He'll restore you if you had fallen from grace. So let's stand to our feet this morning. Everybody stand, and Sister Bonnie can come down and play an appropriate song for us. Is there anything too hard for me? Is there anything in your life this morning that just, and God's asking you that question this morning. It gets personal. God's saying to you, yeah, it's a hard situation, Jeremiah. You're in prison. You've preached this message for 50 years. Nobody's converted. They've grew progressively worse, and it doesn't look good. But God is saying to Jeremiah, even in all of that, is there anything too hard for me? And He reminds Jeremiah. He says, I am the God of all flesh. He's the God of all flesh. God cares about what you're feeling this morning. He's touched with the feelings of your infirmities. If you're feeling lonely this morning, He knows that lonely feeling. He knows that tired feeling. He knows that discouragement that you're feeling. He knows that unsettledness that you have in your mind. You just are trying to make a decision. Should I go this way or this way? And I just don't know. Is there anything too hard for God today? Let's pray this morning. God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that You'll help us here this morning, God. Lord, as You present that question to us today, God, is there anything too hard for me? Help us, God, to turn all things over to You, God, that all things will work together for the good to them that love God and are called according to His purpose. God, nothing is impossible with You. God, help us in the situations that we face, the pressures of life that are coming against all of us, God. We're feeling it, Jesus. Lord, it's not impossible with You. We can live for You. I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. Help us today in the name of Jesus. We're going to sing a song here. And if there are anybody that wants special prayer today, you don't have to tell me exactly what it is. Amen. But I'll just agree in prayer with you. You're facing a situation that seems impossible. And God's saying to you this morning, is there anything too hard for me? Is there anything too hard, too difficult that I can't take care of it? God minister to your heart today as we sing this morning. Amen. If you don't need to move around the altar and have me agree in prayer with you, right there in your place of prayer. Amen. Reaffirm your faith and your trust in God. God's got this, whatever that is in your life. God, You got this. I got my faith. I got my trust in You. You're going to come through for me. Help us, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus.